Welcome
to episode. What are we on now? 10.
Episode 9.
Shit. Episode 9. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Last week was 8.
Last week we got ravaged by that law.
Shout out to Phyllis Floss. Phyllis, what up? Thank you for the love.
All right. Thank you.
Flip-flop. Yeah.
Flippity Phil. Phyllis.
What it is.
What it is, dog. What it is.
Alright.
But welcome to episode 9, apparently, of the Clubhouse. Out on location again to the not-so-fancy part of Newlands,
HB,
but you know.
Actually screwed us over. We could have been having tea.
We could have been having tea right
and
now.
I need some
croissants,
tea,
you know.
I don't know how you like it.
Around some
you got a little
some delightful company, but hey, it is what it is.
Pepper Bees.
The caramel there.
There were some shocks last week. Results.
That super brew was super brew suffered.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Was it you who backed the Jaguars to it?
No.
Some bastard pet.
It was not me.
Someone in our super brew pool.
I think it was Key.
Someone back then. What is doing?
Could you have seen that one coming?
Yeah.
You could.
Hurricanes aren't so.
I'm done. There's no way you saw that coming.
They aren't really reliable. Yeah, what is hot, guys? Huh? If everything for their team was on song that day, my one.
Yeah, my one.
They came with
but,
it.
But you know what? I think.
Kala Crusaders, no more about Jaguares if the issue is on song.
Because
the thing is, it's their ish being on song and the other team being complacent.
Being complacent.
Not actually taking them seriously. And that will screw you up.
But
big time.
Rugby players in New Zealand need to stop watching rugby league. Thinking the laws are transferable. Because you know, in rugby league, that's not illegal, right?
Yeah.
Batting the ball out into touch. Smacking it into touch over the line. That's fine. Rugby league, they're like, oh, smart play. Smart and measured play from Jordy Barrett. You know. These ones need to stop this rugby league. These rugby league brain fades. Sonny Bill has had a couple. But we can understand. Okay, because he used to play league. Jordy didn't play no league, bro. So, hey, they need to chill with that shit, man. They need to chill
and
with it.
And Blue Bulls punished it.
So. Yeah, I was happy about that one.
They punished.
I was happy about that. They had a goal.
Crusaders were held by the Stormers.
Thanks to a very bad referee decision.
Was it Rossi?
19 or... No, it wasn't.
It was Marius Jonker.
Raju Wenger was... refing Lions and Highlanders.
He did
Lions
a good job.
Pulled it off.
Yeah, surprising.
Because we had gone for Highlanders.
We had gone for Highlanders, yeah.
Our Lions were fired up. They wanted it.
And they played like they did.
And the Blues.
Referee screwed us over. He actually did. Tuunga Fassie's try wasn't a try. He knocked it off.
Nah, he didn't.
He did. He bobbled it.
Oh,
he was actually holding in two hands. Then it got knocked out of this hand. But he was still holding it.
No, it bobbled forward.
What I do?
It bobbled forward.
Yeah.
It bobbled forward.
That was a good game to watch.
Yeah. I'm happy about that one.
Oh, yeah, you would be. Fucking
it was actually
fucking
a very nice weekend for sports. Because golf was nice to watch also.
Really?
Brooks Koepka was starting to feel the pressure last round, but he pulled through. He won by 2 shots. But he played a 4-over round.
Pressure.
That was crazy.
Pressure.
The man can drive the ball.
Swinging.
How many yards?
Yeah, I'm at 300 and...
Oh, really?
Thinking fly. those guys, he's
that's
got a big upper body and he's strong, so it just goes. It goes.
Gosh.
I'm actually excited for the club's golf day.
Well, when is our golf day?
I think it's in August. would be very nice to get everyone out on the course and
just relaxed as well.
Having a good time.
There's some scores that need to be settled.
Yeah.
There's some scores that need to be settled. Some points need to be proven.
Get some points proven.
Get some points proven.
Someone's always claiming that they're good at this. Then we show them. We show them.
They will be shown. Yeah. Some owns will be shown. Is he walking around with the little glove? What are you doing?
I'm looking at the upcoming fixtures for Super Rugby.
What are they?
So we've got Chiefs versus the Reds. Chiefs are going to win that.
Chiefs will win it. Must win. What? Because the Reds took the Tars.
I told you they were going to take the Tars.
Look, the Tars are in disarray. They lost their best player.
Carry on.
Which best player?
Israel. Why is this funny? I don't understand.
Bro, this is your Falao thing. It's so funny to me. You know that?
I don't understand.
Brumbies versus Blue Bulls.
Eish. Cool Brumbies.
Nah, Jack.
I don't know. Bulls. I said cool.
Brumbies. Brumbies is playing at home.
Yes, GIO.
Gio.
So who do you say is taking it?
I'd say... I
Sunwolves, Rebels, Sunwolves.
Sunwolves?
I said Rebels, sorry.
Okay, you're right. Rebels. I was about to be like, whoa. Sorry.
Crusaders, Blues. You guys want Blues, but Crusaders.
Yeah, I want Blues to win.
Waratahs are going to get weaved by the Aguares. Stormers, Highlanders, Sharks, Lions.
Lions.
Sharks.
Sharkises.
Lions.
Sharkises.
Yeah.
But like Junior misses exactly.
I bro.
Did you see that video?
No.
As a Yomi sheets. We're not gonna pout this year. That's simple. I'm tuning your misses that you're granularing that other item. Guy looked like Roy.
Before he even said that, all I pictured was Roy.
Junior misses. It's not for pouting this year.
There's one on. Enjoying his time now that it's Roy.
What did you just move here?
A while ago though, like sometime last year. But it's been good for him.
Yeah, it's been good, man. He's found his group of people that will accept him.
This one.
Talk shit, let me see.
So listen here, say this is what we're gonna do. If you don't have my sheets by tomorrow, I'm tuning your messes. That you're eating that other item straight.
It kind of looks like him as well.
Pretty sure that would work. I'm pretty sure that would work.
That isn't safe anymore.
That would work. That's how Junior, you're granularing that other item. Oh, man.
So,
then we spoke about Marco's injury.
Yeah.
So you tore what?
I think a quad something. There was a lot happening.
Yeah, quad tear is real, bro.
Yeah. Look, I think he had, I don't know, three operations. Three or more.
Mm.
To fix that one injury or...
Yep.
Real, bro.
That's how bad it was.
Yes.
You're very precarious the way you're sitting.
Or sinking.
No.
I feel like if we were sitting at our joint with tea, we wouldn't have it there.
We wouldn't have this problem.
But anyway, we wish Marco a speedy recovery.
Yeah, Marco.
God be with you, my fellow friend. Fellow brother.
You know, there's a mate of mine. He actually had to retire. He's a retired prop. Buggered up his neck. He dislocated, I think it was L1? L1. He dislocated.
He dislocated and chipped the bone. But he went to see the team doctor. The team doctor was, bro, you're good. You just got a stiff neck. The son went and played 4 games. And then, okay, he's a prop. So I don't know how far true the line break is. But he claims he made a line break. And then he could hear someone shouting to his right. But he just couldn't turn. He's like, he did this, just a small movement. And literally his whole left side just went dead. Just went limp. And then he went to go see the doctor. He went to go see the specialist in Cape Town. The guy was like, dude, the only reason why you're walking right now or why you're breathing is because your neck muscles are so strong. He's like, literally, these are the strongest neck muscles I've ever seen. If they weren't so strong, you'd be either paralyzed or dead. He's like, he'd completely dislocated it, but the way he'd chipped it, he'd pretty much, he had to get a bone graft from his hip, bro, for his spine. You should see the scar. His scar comes from, bro, it looks nasty, bro. It looks so nasty. And he is 25 this year.
That's very irresponsible of the team doctor.
Bro. And yes, and he's had to retire, bro. He's a good player, so much love for the game, but damn, you're at 25, you're done.
It's not nice.
I've heard about some serious prop injuries here with the neck. Like Wakai, you see the disc, huh? Then he had to also get, he's also got a mean scar at the back here.
His knee is screwed up as well.
Oh, and his Achilles.
And his Achilles. Yes, his Achilles. We all know what happened with that.
What happened?
Yeah, it happened in Namibia.
Really?
We won't discuss that.
What happened in Namibia?
We won't discuss that. We'll discuss that after. We'll discuss that after.
Fish, I love you, man. I miss you. You're the best roommate ever. Ever. You could not ask for a better roommate on your first tour. Fish, he was my first tour with Zim. He was my roommate. Fuck, I miss you, man. That was an interesting 3 days.
My first tour with Fish, we went to Uganda.
But I have to say,
we went to Uganda, we lost the game. It's quite sad. But yeah, so afterwards, people are going out, having a guess. We were given instructions, clear instructions. To be at the airport, to be at the hotel, because we're leaving at 5 in the morning. Bags packed, wearing your gear to go. And our manager at the time told us, if you're not, you're going to get left behind. So, 5 o'clock is there, people are sitting on the bus.
Or probably still a bit cold.
You know, ready to go, but we're just waiting around, we don't know why. Then we figure out, there's one person missing. Lo and behold.
Fishaldo.
Through the gate with those motorbikes.
Zakade.
Coming in without his shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gave away his shirt. His Zimra. T-shirt and power.
Legend. Legend.
And now he's by the window. Also telling him, go get your stuff. Let's go, bruh. And the manager said, nah, we're leaving. Not really. If he thinks he can do this, we're leaving. He's finding his own way to the airport. And Fish is like, yeah, no. I'm grown up. I'll find my way. Yo, don't worry about it. Leave me, guys. I'm okay. I'll find my way. We didn't leave him. We waited for him to get his stuff.
And I love that dude, airport. Man.
Go to the airport.
Passport.
T-Mac forgot his passports.
Oh, that's the... yeah.
He actually stayed in Uganda for I think it was a day.
A day, yeah.
A day and a half or so. But he was fine. He found his passport. He left it in the hotel. He was fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Tours are just something else.
Our tours are just something else, man. Our tours are just... You know what? Earns will give Fish grief about. I saw his logic, right? When he wanted to do lineouts in the pool. Okay. Because they were Owens with knee injuries. Guys were bleak. Because you know how Owens are. Owens get a bit angry and get a bit emotional. So guys weren't actually seeing the logic in what he was saying. He wanted to do lineouts in the pool because there were guys that had a lot of knee injuries, including him.
It's mm-hmm. really dangerous, bro. Mm-hmm. Lifting, it's weird. People will slip.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
But then it became a nyayo of,
theoretically.
Theoretically, it made sense.
Practical,
yeah.
It's not practical.
Theoretically, it made sense. I mean, if they'd done it,
it's not practical.
The Western province.
But because I don't know what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
What?
Look at where a prop lifts a lock.
Sure, what is it?
And there's what?
Mira.
And they slip.
And there's what?
Mira. But would you slip here in water?
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would.
No, I'm saying no. When you ain't lifted. Not, obviously, I know. Look at you now. Back your cousin. Fish, can you see this, man? The son, I don't know, bruh. Niggas ain't loyal. Cousin.
Are you Fish's cousin?
Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah.
Small.
Too small. Actually.
Actually.
It's pretty cool.
But yeah, just running through school results from last weekend. St. John's lost to St. George's.
Weaved.
Oh, no, they lost by 9 points. Good game. I think
at St. John's,
At St. John's, yeah. St. George's kicking display was pretty good. Like the box kicking, because the nine is left footed. Mm. So you know, most people don't expect a left footed box kick. You know, and it was pretty, the quality was pretty good. And the chase was exceptional. Two form fours. The lock and the seven were always there, bro. Every single box kick, they were there putting pressure. So it was a good performance by Saints. John's didn't play too bad, eh? They're hooker. That boy is trouble. Trouble. Very dynamic hooker. Good game of rugby. I think Peterhouse beat Gandhi by a point.
Gandhi?
Yeah.
Again.
28-27.
Not because they won by a point to Wise Owl.
Wise Owl. Yeah. They beat Gandhi by a point.
So this is an EIMA point straight over the Kings.
Falcon were the big winners. They beat CBC
48-10. Ooh.
Churchill.
Churchill PE that
I'm
was.
I'm building to that.
Oh, you're building?
I'm building to that
okay.
one. I'm building to that one. What other school games?
Eagles played? Eagles are playing.
I don't know.
Gateway.
They probably did, but like.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds harsh. So we'll get to it. PE lost to Churchill. What was the score? 17-8. 17 or 70? 1-7. Yeesh, because I was going to say 70. Come on now, have some shine.
That would be so much.
I heard some complaints about the game. People were complaining about the quality of the game, which is surprising. These are two rugby powerhouses. So
you'd expect a lot from them.
Man. I heard it was pretty helter-skelter. You know,
I can see it, but yeah. This is not good for rugby. But
two teams that are all about the running game, you know.
Yeah.
Don't worry, that's the sound of our new studio being built. Relax, everybody.
Hopefully HB will know where the record button is in the studio.
Okay, right. We heard y'all. Let's move along.
The first time was the worst, bro. We had dropped cards.
You dropped knowledge.
And we now even forgot.
Deep knowledge.
Zoom Academy lost 33-13 to Western Province.
You think the things we forgot? You know? Because maybe your memory what blocks out.
Yeah.
What we still do.
Cheetahs, Eastern Province, Boland.
Yes. Boland, Cheetahs.
Boland especially. Guys. Because Boland, there's no diluting their team with Boland. And Boland, you know, the Sharks put up a very strong team against Boland and only won by points.
Boland more one. Boland Mawan.
So, Boland and Cheetahs Mawan. I think EP they can sneak away with
it. We actually can.
Because I watched EP play against Cheetahs.
EP aren't so great.
Shite.
EP aren't so great.
Fuck, man.
terrible.
But because they're playing academy, they're also going to
shift confidence.
And they're going to know what it is.
Because they can't afford to put in a weak team
this
either.
This is the only item we can win, so we need to.
We do something.
So it's going to be a good battle.
It'll be an interesting one. I mean,
but
cheaters, do you think they'll, because, do you think that because the Kings, because EPO are feeder for the Kings, right? So because the Kings now, well, their Pro 14 season is over. They'll chuck a few of their guys. Possibly could, huh?
Yeah.
They possibly could.
Are they playing in Pro 14 next year?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good for
And me. Speaking of Pro 14, do yourselves a favor. Watch the semi-final between Glasgow and Ulster. Fuck, some good rugby, bro. Ah, those Scotsmen can play.
Dangerous.
They won 50-22. But those 50 points, some of those tries were just
fire.
Just running rugby. Because you know the Glasgow coaches, Dave Rennie, who used to coach the Chiefs. So, Boraru Famba, it's Dave. Yeah, there were some beautiful tries.
Need to go.
Do yourself a favor and watch that European rugby at its finest. But, this weekend. Apart from Super Rugby, I think there's the Super Sport Challenge. Schools Rugby, it's Zim Trials. Good luck to all the trialists.
Where are those being played?
Under 17 and under 18 are at Peterhouse. Under 14s are at Kyle. It's an interprovincial. It's the Interpros. They're having the interprovincial tournament. So the under 17s are having it at Peterhouse. And the under 18s are having theirs also at Peterhouse. The under 14s are having theirs at Kyle. So it's all the provinces.
And they're made up of players from all the schools. So basically.
Thank you.
Oh, how could we also forget? Highlight of the weekend.
The
freaking weekend. Guess who got on the score sheet, son?
Sweet Yendei.
Got that ball and charged over the try line.
Try time, bitches.
Yeah.
Second try.
Motherfucker, yeah. Second try for OH in 13 years.
You hear that flip-flop? Number two, baby.
Number two, Flousy.
Come on now. We flipping them tries,
Stick
baby.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay.
We flipping it, baby. Where
that came from?
Okay, sorry. How do you like them apples? Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, but HB got on the score sheet. Did really well. It was a good performance from HB, actually. He's coming along nicely. To be honest, he's played more minutes this season than everybody else, yeah. That's including me.
And he has been ambraring Nyama, Vindexigan.
You better stay out
of his path, otherwise he'll kill you.
And also a warning to everybody out there, BMAC is nearly back on the field.
Clutchless.
Get ready. Because when the air cast comes off, when the boot comes off, and the other boots come on.
Come on.
BMAC will be rampaging and talking shit. Hopefully he doesn't get a yellow card for throwing the ball in someone's face again.
Do you know what I figured? I understand where my anger guns come from now. Because I flipped out on a combi driver 2 days ago.
Brian, you say I'm the... It's good that you're actually admitting it. Because I admit my anger issues.
You don't... Not
no,
always.
I always tell everybody. You know, I have my no, best of anger. All right,
so let's get through it.
Brian,
so,
what the fuck? Do you want to...
Let's continue.
So what happened?
Don't get back. Dude, move the seat.
What spot?
All right, cool. Anyway, so combi driver, there was an intersection up ahead. There were a couple of 30-ton trucks in the intersection, which was blocking traffic. So guys had to come around through our lane to, you know, go to a ride drive. So now, I stopped to give way. This is coming behind me. I stopped to give way for the guy to do a U-turn. Guys are both, thank you. Combi driver comes up, like, on my left side. And he's hooting. Like, bruh. You can see that I'm giving way. What's your guan? They just looked for the closest thing. It was was a bottle of water and it was open. Wow! Shut up. Like, it just went so. And I didn't run away. I waited for him to react. I was like, come on, please.
What did you do? Give me a reason.
I just went quiet.
You were like, give me a reason.
This one can just, hey. This one can just. So now after that, I was
like, Gavin's rolling on the floor.
After that, I was thinking about it. I was like, what is all this? Where is this coming from? And then I figured that.
No, because shut up.
During graft, like, with the workers at work and stuff. And you know, service providers and other people that we have to work with. There's so much that happens.
Yeah.
And in that regard, I can't afford to lose it. So I've actually
you're pent up.
It needs to get out somewhere.
You're storing it.
I'm not storing it intentionally. It happens.
Yeah, it's pent up anger.
Because I've realized, good, you know what? These guys make me angry, but every time I respond to a situation, I'm calm. You know, I take it in.
You think you're calm.
And No, I am calm.
No, you
think I am calm, but right. I think that I've dealt with the anger.
Out of all of
but
us
it's
here,
just
who's
story.
Gone for anger management? You. You need to get your money back.
Why?
What else?
So yeah, I think that I've dealt with it, but it's just bottled up.
But
so
on a
usually
real.
It comes out when you're gymming or
playing.
When you're playing.
And you haven't done that in a
I
while.
I haven't been gymming. Because my good brother over here hasn't given me my program. And he's not gymming with me anymore. Thanks so much. Bro, and I haven't been playing because of this injury. So now.
So you're blowing
so
it
I
up.
So you gave some dude. Much. So you gave some dude a bath. Like I wish I
a cold shower.
Shut up. Wish I see this. Oh fuck! I would have laughed.
Even the guys who were sitting in the front seat were like, oh,
pressure cooker.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Have you gone for anger management, Gavin?
Me. 4 years, man.
Hmm.
4 years.
It didn't help, huh?
No, it helped a lot.
Oh my goodness.
Are you still going for anger management?
Huh?
What are you doing to the chair? You keep rolling that chair. Why are you doing that? Ah, you are Gavin.
What are you
going
to do?
You're the guest here. Act like it.
We want tea.
We want tea. You're the host here. Act like it. Where's
we
the
want tea? Because you cut us off from some tea and scones.
There shall be no tea.
Tea and scones.
You want scones?
You killed the vibe.
The scones?
Says.
The
now
biscuits.
We're gonna tune your missus.
Okay, and on that note, ain't nobody gonna be telling nobody miss nothing. But on that note,
keep it here.
Can we just wrap it up? Hello.
It's the clubhouse.
So
thank you very much.
We are.
We are.